Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, this is Jubal. Hello?
I'm
Hello?
sorry, who is this?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
yes.
Hello?
Don't do that.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Alicia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi,
Hi. How are you?
Alicia.
I'm good. How are
Okay.
you?
Not too bad. So you are familiar with the radio show then?
Why am I on this?
Well, we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So we recently got an email about you from a guy named Danny.
Oh, Danny.
Yes, Danny.
Okay. Wow.
It sounds like the joy was kind of sucked out of your voice there when you.
So you talked to him?
We did, yeah. He emailed us, told us a little bit about your date, said he was, hoping to see you again, but you haven't been responding to any of his phone calls or text messages. The way he explained it, everything sounded pretty normal, like nothing crazy happened. Is he wrong about that?
Well, Danny's a good person.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
I just think he's not the best person for me.
Okay.
Is
Is
there a
there.
specific reason?
Okay, let me just tell you what happened. We met for coffee and it was strange the first few minutes, and I've never had this happen before. But normally, you maybe give a little hug or a pat on the back, or he
Sure.
curtsied.
He curtsied.
Very formal.
Like
That is.
a little hip bow sort of thing.
Like a Disney princess curtsies.
Oh, well,
Interesting.
that's kind of fun.
Old school.
Did you curtsy back?
I did.
You also curtsied.
I mean, I guess what do you do? I've never had somebody curtsy when they met me before, but if they did, I would probably feel obligated to give them a little curtsy back.
The return
Courtesy
curtsy.
curtsy.
It's the polite thing to do, right?
Oh my God.
My first impression was, oh, this is a guy who doesn't take things too seriously,
Really?
But then we were waiting in line to get our order, and I don't know, we were like four people back,
Okay.
and he turns to me and he's like, oh my God, do you see that? And I was like, clueless. And he said, the barista is totally checking me out.
What? Why would he tell you that?
I don't know. I mean, this is a guy who curtsies, I mean,
Yeah.
you never know what to expect.
Yeah, he's wild
never
card.
know, right? He's not boring. But then he rolled his eyes and he's like, oh, this happens all the time. Almost like if he had paparazzi surrounding himself, like it was that kind of like, oh my God, this happens all the time.
So did you see the barista checking him out?
No. But then we got to the front of the line and he was like mumbling something and he was giving his name. And
Okay.
she looked at me and I didn't know what to say. And I was like, no, I think she was just asking you to repeat your order because you were mumbling.
Interesting.
But whatever. I let it go. We
Yeah.
sat down to have coffee and he just kept talking about like these games, these like talk show games or match games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us about that.
Yeah, he was totally passionate about Match Game from
Yeah,
the
I think he's
70s.
just passionate about the 70s in general.
Yeah, and he knows like everything. He like gave the entire episode. He knew the questions, the answers, the theme songs, and everything.
Wow.
So he had
Yeah.
memorized the show line for
Wow.
line and then was running you through it, like acting it out.
Yeah, and he even like pointed at me where I guess the audience laughed.
You had a part.
Yeah, you were
Wow.
actually on the show. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. What a surprise. Curtsying and
Yeah.
Oh
laugh
my God.
track and.
Definitely sounds like an interesting dude to hang out with,
You
for
can't
sure.
really put your finger on this
But
guy.
honestly, that wasn't even the best part. The best part was at the end. He says, would you mind walking me to the drugstore? I'm running low on my meds.
Oh,
Oh,
okay. I
whoa.
think meds
All
are
right.
important. Yeah,
Yeah,
you should have
they are.
taken him to the
That's
drugstore.
some people definitely need those things, you know?
Yeah, so I just had to bow out. I was
Okay.
like, yeah, I'm running late for a thing.
Something for
I got a
anything. I'm
thing.
just running
Anything,
late.
yeah.
Got it. Well, Alicia, Danny is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. Danny, are you there?
Alicia, it is good to hear your voice again, and I'm sorry you had to deal with these ruffians. What? Obviously, these hosts have been very rude to you, and now you have a feeling about me that doesn't really line up with who I am, and I'm sure they want to apologize right now.
What is going on?
Yes, I would like to apologize. I'm sorry, Danny.
It sounds like Alicia didn't have the best time on your date, though.
I don't care what you think. I'm talking to Alicia right now.
Oh, my bad.
Hey. Back off, Jubal.
Alicia, I'm going to try to win you back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, I feel like we're in a game show again.
Wait, is he doing something?
What were you supposed to do, Danny?
There? Are you winning her back?
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, it's all right. It's the match game theme. It's our song. Ready? Bum 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 bum. Alicia, you and me will go out. We don't need these guys.
You know, Alicia, I don't know why you don't want to go out with Danny. He sounds fun for real.
What is happening? I'm sorry, Danny. This is amazing.
Danny, look, I think you're creative and sweet.
Excuse me. I'd like you to pause for this commercial interruption.
What?
My hands are so clean thanks to Palmolive dish soap. They do the dishes and they work wonders on my skin.
Is this really happening?
It's happening.
Oh, my God.
Danny, are you messing with us?
Oh, my God. We all need a commercial break once in a while.
And we're back.
Oh, you're back.
Danny? Okay, good. Now that we're back, Danny. Oh, yeah. We got to wait for the theme song.
Yeah, it's short.
I can't with it.
Danny?
I love the show.
Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, are you being serious?
This is a joke.
Or are you, like, screwing around with us?
This is crazy.
I don't understand the question.
What? Got it. And that answer enough, that was all I needed. I understand exactly what's going on. So, Danny, can we break away from the game show for a minute?
I don't want to.
I don't either, but I think in the interest of time, we have to.
Okay.
Coming up next, it's Hawaii 5-0.
Oh.
Dude. He's not
gonna talk to us. I'm down with Hawaii 5-0. I love that show, man. That was an awesome show.
Can we request a show? Like,
I'm going to...
Oh, I think we just need to get to the end.
Yeah. Alicia, Danny, hang on 1 second if you can. Pause for a commercial break.
Yeah.
Okay. Alicia... Would you like to go on a second date with Danny? We will pay for it.
Yeah, there's not enough money in the world.
Oh, no.
That's a no.
I just don't think we're the right match. Yes. God, I've never said match so much.
Please don't say it again, because I think that might trigger something with Danny. Danny, are you there? Dan? Daniel? Sir Danibus? I don't know what name you're going by right now. Are you there? Alicia, are you still there?
Oh my gosh, Alicia.
I'm still here.
Okay. Danny obviously is not on the phone anymore. Is that legit? Is that how he was on the date?
You guys just had him on the phone. If you would have been there in person, he would have been pointing at you to laugh.